Coaches Insight programs continuing tonight on CARE Radio, continuing to talk Atchison County basketball. And we're joined now by the Tigers boys coach, that is Corey Eckert. Again, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Tigers got their first game of the year in on a Tuesday night in a game against Jackson Heights, and certainly a Jackson Heights team, very athletic, good players returning, and certainly going to be in the mix probably towards the top of the Northeast Kansas League this season. But coach, a 63-51 win for Jackson Heights, and you know, after last season and just what you had coming back, and you know, being in this game right out of the gate and certainly having an opportunity to win it, you know, I think there's a lot of positives you can take away from game one on Tuesday night.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was good because last 2 years have been a struggle for the program, and we haven't had too many competitive games, and so to start the season in a game like we did last night with Jackson Heights, and it was a back and forth game, and to be in it, you know, down six in the fourth quarter, you know, our guys never gave up, and we played hard throughout, and that's what we've been trying to instill the last couple of years, and it's finally good to see a game where we did that, and I think that's positive in the first game of the year, and definitely can move forward with that.
Yeah, just talk about some of the core guys who are back. You know, a lot of these kids a year ago really seeing their first taste at the varsity level, but, you know, I'm thinking of guards in the backcourt, Henry Urban, Max Wagner, you know, down low, Ben Hankey, also Riley Kessinger, you know, a part of that mix. So you had players with experience, and now they're trying to take that next step forward. What are you seeing from that core group of guys, not just from the game Tuesday night, but kind of what you're expecting here from that core group this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, first couple of weeks of practice, that core that you mentioned there, you know, they've been definitely the leaders of the team, because we have a pretty young group. In the program, we have 22 players and 17 are freshmen, sophomores. So we're super young. So yeah, Ben Hankey, you know, he's a junior. He's definitely a leader, and it's third year varsity. So we're expecting him to take some big games this year. And then, the other three you mentioned, you know, with Max and Riley and Henry, you know, they played quite a bit early in the season, and then came January for different reasons. A lot of, you know, those three guys missed games because of concussions and personal reasons and things like that. So, you know, getting them back has been huge for us because, you know, they were a big part of our early season, and they're athletic and they know what we want to do. So, you know, those four guys, and then I've got a group of four or five freshmen out this year on varsity, and, you know, that they're all new, right? They played middle school basketball last year. It's a big jump to the varsity level. So, you know, just trying to incorporate them and use those guys that have played some varsity the last few years to kind of guide them and lead them.
Yeah, talk about the freshmen a little bit more. I don't think people, you know, on the other end, just maybe the casual fan, doesn't really understand what it's like to go, you know, from the eighth grade level and then going right to a freshman year and then seeing varsity time where you're playing kids that are 16, 17, 18 years old. That's a big jump. It's really good experience, and you're going to get some growing pains along the way. But again, just a little bit expansion on that kind of freshman group that you're getting some minutes here early.
Yeah, you know, just in terms of, you know, the difference between a 14 and a 17 or 18 year old boy in terms of maturity is huge in their body and everything. And, you know, last night was a good example. You know, Jackson Heights had two big kids. They're big football players, and they're big and strong and probably seniors. And, you know, we're throwing out these freshmen out there, and you know, they battled and they held their own, and they know basketball pretty well. Their IQs definitely helping them, you know, acclimate to varsity pretty quick. And you know, they didn't back down from the physical challenge last night, and they never gave up. So, you know, I think that was definitely positive to see out of those freshmen.
Yeah, you guys are going to see about three or four games here in the next week. It means we're really off and running now for the basketball season, but you go back-to-back on Friday and Saturday. You're going to go to Horton on Friday and then turn around and host Riverside on Saturday, and then early next week you'll get a non-league game with Sabetha. So interesting stretch here for your team over the next couple of weeks, or I should say at least really the next 7 days or so, but Horton on Friday and then Riverside on Saturday. Talk about those two matchups coming up at the end of this week and kind of the expectations there.
Yeah, I think Horton, it'll be our first road game, and it's always a fun environment to play in there. And I feel like they're probably in a similar situation that we are. They had a lot of seniors last year, so they've got a lot of new guys to varsity, a lot of guys new to big minutes. So I think it'll be a good matchup between what we have and what they have. And then Saturday will be definitely a tough challenge. You know, Riverside's pretty solid this year. They didn't graduate, I don't think, anybody from last year's team, and they're well coached. So that one definitely will possess quite a bit of challenge as well. But yeah, based on how we played last night, how hard we played, and our effort level, you know, if we're trying to preach, if you bring that every night, you're going to give yourself an opportunity to be in a lot of games. And if we play that way, I do feel that those games can be a competitive game for us. So.
Yeah, there it is. Ashton County boys basketball coach, that is Corey Eckert joining us. Always appreciate the time. 63-51 loss in the opener against Jackson Heights. Again, Friday at Horton. Saturday, they'll be back at home taking on Riverside. Tough two-game stretch here to close out the first week of the season. Well, Coach, thank you so much for the time, as always. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Brandon.